3. Today, people like simple sentence structures. For example, instead of saying, "We gave the tree water," we prefer to say, "We watered the tree." Also, instead of saying, "He gave me the courage to speak up," we prefer to say, "He encouraged me to speak up." But it was not always this way. Hundreds of years ago, nouns were only used as nouns and verbs were only used as verbs. However, one person changed all of this. His name was William Shakespeare, a 16th century playwright. Shakespeare knew that he could not express himself fully by using nouns only as nouns or verbs only as verbs. So he tried breaking the rules of grammar. He used nouns as verbs without changing the words and sometimes made nouns into verbs by adding prefixes. For example, in Othello, he wrote, "Encave yourself," instead of "put yourself in a cave." When people saw Shakespeare doing this, they were impressed and started following him. Nowadays, we go one step further and try to erase the lines between all parts of speech: noun, verb, adjective, and adverb, etc. We use adjectives as verbs and verbs as nouns. These developments enriched the English language and gave its speakers more freedom. Next time you see a noun used as a verb, think of Shakespeare's wisdom.